Podcasting from a town called Manalapan, New Jersey, this is That Oneness Guy, a podcast covering the many aspects and elements that embody oneness. I am your host, Danny Rongo, and yes, I am That Oneness Guy. As an author, a singer-songwriter, and a podcaster, I am spreading my message of oneness, as you all know, basically to anyone who will listen. So, okay, if you haven't seen it yet, these podcasts now have an official home. That's right. You can now watch and listen to all of the podcasts from me, That Oneness Guy, all on a newly designed and interactive website. So just visit www.thatonenessguy.com to see it all. It's a really cool site, my friends. Check it out. It contains my blogs, the new vlogs that I've recently started recording as well. So by all means, give it a look and listen. So, as I like to say, let's get right into podcasting. You're listening to episode number 27, an interview with Miss Positivity. So before I introduce my guest, let me just tell you how I came to meet her. As you know, I only recently started to delve back into the world of social media. And the reason being was that, you know, I got this new book and I'm starting to market it. And the thought that, you know, like I did write this throughout most of the COVID-induced year, I should say, that was 2020. And so when I started to think about it, my friends, I knew that Twitter was probably where I needed to start. So I did. All right. And what's funny is that I noticed immediately some of the postings of someone who was calling herself Miss Positivity. Now, I mean, you know, honestly, friends, as a man of oneness, and how could I not be steered towards a person whose sole mantra is positivity, right? So I naturally followed Miss Positivity, and she was kind enough to return the favor. And over the weeks, I got so into all that this person was putting forward, like everything. No, like I mean everything, my friends, is centered around positivity. From, you know, her personal posts, along with the posts that she would send out as a retweet. And I was totally loving it. And then one day I noticed a post that she put up where she invited artists or singer-songwriters who shared in some of these similar beliefs to send their music to her. And if it met the criteria of her brand, she would feature that artist on her website magazine. So you know me, of course, I sent my information right away. And within a few days, I was a featured artist on her website. So I was so moved by this gracious offering that I knew I had to reciprocate in some way. So I actually set up a Zoom chat, which was this past Saturday, where we had a chance to talk. And it was about all things positive. And from that initial chat, this is where we find ourselves here today recording this podcast episode. So before I formally introduce Miss Positivity, let me tell you a little about her. After leaving the modeling world, my guest knew that she would never go back and came up with the idea of a website that is that you can find out positive-lifestyle.co.uk. I'll have all of that information later again, so don't worry about it if you didn't write it down. But after considering ways that could not only make her life easier, but help humanity in general, you see, now that was the premise for this website. So she created it and then took it from there. And now, along with her Twitter and other social media platforms, her objective is to get music artists and actors to share their positive stories from around the world, right? Her aim is simply, my friends, to bring people together from all walks of life through positivity. So how cool is that, man? You know what I'm saying? So by getting people like myself talking and sharing their stories, Miss Positivity realized that, you know, if it could help just one person out there, it's all worth it. Now, her mantra, my friends, is this: there is no time for negativity in my world. Now, that, as you know, is a way of life that I, for one, live by as well. So, my friends in oneness, let me introduce to you someone who I so aspire to and someone I am now happy to call friend, the one and only Miss Positivity. Hello there, my dear.
Hello. Welcome from the UK.
Thank you, my friends. Like I said briefly, you know, it's so nice to have you on board. Ever since I started to follow your work and your message, it has just touched me. It touched me as someone from the creative world, but it touched me more, should I say, as a human. Like, I so appreciate all that you do, my friend. But you know, like in your intro there, I touched briefly on how you started the website, but
yes.
But if you would like to share some additional information or like what encouraged you to start Miss Positivity?
Well, basically, I just got a whiteboard and done a vision board and was just trying to work out which direction my life was going to go in. And I didn't want to be out there anymore. I wanted to be private. And after a lot of like brainstorming, I come up with Positive Lifestyle. And I just wanted people to share their mental health stories from around the world, no matter what walk of life they're in, and just bring everyone together. And I just can't believe how quick it's taken off and how many followers and how many people are interacting. And my aim is, if it just helps one person out there, then we're doing the right thing.
Right. Isn't that beautiful? Like, I've always felt it too, that sometimes when, especially because we're in such a dark world in so many ways, right? There's so much going on. So like we have to hold on to anything that is, like, to me, honestly, anything that is positive in nature.
Yes.
I tend to focus on that. Like, I was telling you on our chat last week how I just stopped watching news altogether.
Exactly.
Right? I don't see anything good on it, right?
Yeah. No, it's just all crap. I've got no time for magazines, papers, the news. I don't even watch normal telly anymore. It's just all negative.
Yeah. Again, because it's just a dark, dark place, which
we
are finding our way through. And thanks to, you know, websites and brands like this, you know what I mean? So how long has the site now actually been active? How long have you been operating here as Miss Positivity?
Well, we launched it around February last year, and then we're coming up to the 1 year anniversary soon. So we're going to be launching something else as well, because I've now gone into partnership with someone else.
Okay.
So
awesome.
It's going to be launched and it's going to bring more good once it's all launched, but it's a bit of a secret for now until it goes live.
Okay. All right. But we can assume it'll be centered around something positive. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. 100%. 100%. Yeah. Just to bring a bit more joy and just to spread more goodness, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And I actually wanted to ask you too, because obviously I'm like here, like in the United States, and we find ourselves amongst, you know, so much, you know, turmoil and so much negativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the same vibe over in the UK, or is it, you know, well, obviously.
Yeah. You'll find with what's going on, and we've been in lockdown for so long, and I've done nearly a year now, and it's absolutely crazy. And you can understand why everyone's taking their life and being depressed and that. And it is a dark place, but you have to literally just push through and take every day as it comes. That's the only way anyone can survive going through all this.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. Which is the tunnel.
Yeah. Which is a like perfect segue. How do you find yourself able to, because like we said, there's so much stuff out there from like a negative basis and a dark clouds per se. How do you find yourself on a daily basis able to get, like, to cut through that, as they say? How do you do it?
I keep my circle very small. If anything negative is around me, like on Twitter or Instagram, it gets blocked. I look at something, if it gives me bad vibes, it gets blocked. I just don't allow it in my house, around me, around my friends or family. I have no time for it whatsoever. So if people want to live like that, that's fine. But around me, you better be happy and positive.
Perfect. Perfect, which is something that I've always shared with my listeners as well. I've always come from the point that, especially as we start to get older, and I'm sure that you can attest to this. We
older and wiser.
No, exactly, right? That's the bottom line. But with that age comes, you know, certain bits of information that like help us. Like, we tend to naturally gravitate not only to certain like-minded people, but also away from certain non-like-minded people. And like, and sometimes how it happens is that, you know, someone who you would have never thought, like maybe 3 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago, like why did you drift away from that person? It's because what we have inherent in us naturally just will naturally take you away. And that comes back to the foundation of like what you said about you know, really being selective with your circles.
100%. Yeah. 100%. To steer clear of anyone toxic, because all
I'm
they
the
do
same
is
way,
drag
my
you
friend.
Down.
Yeah, I am the exact same way. Me and my wife Andrea, we you know, it's like hard because like we have to interact with our like works and our businesses and stuff like that. So, but you definitely, when you're intuitive, you know, and live from that kind of foundation, you know, based on feeling, who and what works with you. And on the flip side, right, who and what doesn't. You know?
If something unsettles your soul, just steer clear of it, because that is your gut telling you it's going to be no good.
Exactly.
And trust me, I've made enough mistakes for a lifetime.
Exactly.
And now I'm going forward.
I've spoken a lot, my friend, on, you know, on the word intuition.
Yes.
And how so many people just like cast that aside. They just say, it was just a gut feeling. No, there is no such
follow
thing.
It.
There is
follow
no
it.
Such thing. Like I, and like I say this, like when we speak to our God, whoever that God is, it makes no difference. We call that typically prayer, right? But then like when I ask people, all right, what is it when your God responds back? And they go, well, is that prayer, I guess, too. I go, no. When your God responds back to you, that's intuition. That's those intuitive feelings that so many throughout the world just like cast aside, thinking that it's like a, you know, just a coincidence per se.
No,
but
always,
there's no such thing.
Follow it.
You exactly right. You have to follow those intuitive feelings, because that's your higher source, or if you want to call it your God, whatever you do, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. But that's your higher source reaching out to you and saying, either make this right hand turn or make this a left hand turn.
Yeah, that's like that saying, literally, if something's too good to be true, then it is. Steer clear of it. Otherwise you're going to attract the wrong kind of people. And I've been in this situation myself. And if you're feeling very low, then the wrong people come into your life. And then all of a sudden it's like a light going off and you think, God, I need to get away from these people. They're toxic. And then you've just got to keep on the right path and surround yourself with the right people. It's the only way. It's the only way forward. And I'm also saying not every day is a good day. With myself, if I've mental health issues, I take medication. I'm going to be on it for life. I've got no shame in that. And if you've got a chemical imbalance, then you've got it. There's nothing you can do about it. But what you can do is help people in the same situation to think more positive and to just keep going.
How wonderful is that too? You know, because you're obviously reaching out to anyone who actually knows your story to say, hey, listen, I have experience on which I'm speaking from here. So I'm telling you what worked for me. If it's going to work for you, that's up to you. But at least I'm sharing something that works. I think that's amazing, my friend, you know, because so many people don't take those like kind of measures, which is, you know, something that I spoke to you about last week too, that why I'm so, exactly. But still,
it's happening, deal with it and take control of it. Don't let it take control of you. Otherwise then you're back in the dark place. I'm not saying everything's like roses and butterflies. Every day is a struggle, but you've just got to aim for something. And mine all started with a vision board, and it just took me to making positive lifestyle.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And like I've been telling people too, it's every day still comes down to a choice. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own issues. Everyone has their own concerns.
Definitely.
Everyone has their own problems.
Yeah.
You could address each day from the simple foundation of like, I'm going to be miserable today, Well, I'm going to make it the best day that I can. So, you know, like I have people saying to me, Dan, is it that simple? Well, I don't like to say, no, it's not. Well, yeah, it is, because our choices are like how we state our intentions is so important on every given day. That's why I aspire to you, because just from your brand, just from your title, look what you're calling yourself. This is Miss Positivity. Like, obviously, you're making that choice clearly every single day.
Yeah. And again, it's hard work. It is hard work.
And it is. But again, you are making that decision as opposed, plenty of days where I have an ass ache or something sore, you know what I mean? Like I hurt my shoulder working out.
Yeah.
There's always something, you know what I mean? But you know, like after you look at it for what it's worth and say, all right, I can be miserable about this. Or I can say, you know, this is my world. This is my painting.
Yeah.
I'm the artist. Everyone else is merely players. And that's it. Thank you. Yeah. Speaking of the UK, thank you, Mr. William Shakespeare. But when he said that, you know, that's exactly what he meant. All the world's a stage and we are merely players. I've been touting that recently, like especially as we turn the calendar into 2021.
Yeah.
That's like been a big focus of mine, my friend, because I like something just hit me about that. And I was like, you know, how true is that? Like, when we start to look at the world as just ours, because that's really all it is. You know, your world is your world. It's not anyone else's. It's you. So you're the one painting the canvas. Yeah. So however
life
you want to.
Life is so short.
Exactly.
So
why not view it from like that perspective? Yeah. Like, I'm going to stay positive. This is my world. I'm the painter with the brushes. I'm creating this every day. But again, a lot of people just think to look at life in general, like, all right, I'm stuck here
then they dwell. And then the more they dwell, the more you attract. If you're negative, that's all you're going to attract. If you're positive, watch what happens. Doors open, happy people come to you. And then you build a circle of all positive people. And everyone does. Everyone's allowed to moan up here and there. We're human. Everyone's allowed to break down here and there and a good cry. Mm. And you wouldn't be human if that wasn't happening. But honestly, doors open. Once you start having a different mindset and even meditation, meditation's been my lifelong. Without meditation, I swear by it. And it works better for me than anything.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just clears everything. Yeah. And to keep a routine with that as well is brilliant. If you wake up in the morning and don't touch any social media, do some meditation, do something really good for you, self-care, then do what you've got to do.
Think about that, what you just said. And I'm just at fault as millions of people around the world. So many times, the first thing that we reach for in the morning is what?
It's your phone. Yep. No,
your phone.
Leave
you're just checking
the
stuff
other side
like,
of the room.
Exactly. Like you start. Yeah. Start your day breathing. Start your day from like a meditative standpoint where you're going to put your intentions into the world. And from and with those intentions should be that I am going to remain positive throughout the day.
Yes.
I envision myself having safe travels. I envision myself having a very productive, very abundant filled day. Again, these are these choices that we either make or that we don't make.
Yeah.
And it is up to us, but you know, to your point about like meditating, since I've been doing it myself, like it just helps. And to my friends,
how long
have
you been doing it?
I would say seriously now, probably for the better part of like about 10 years.
Wow.
You know,
I'm three years in.
Well, that's just it. You have to just keep like doing it. And can I mix that in with a very simple like yoga routine too that I do every morning?
Yes.
But, you know, again, that just helps to loosen my body. And especially now as an older, you know, I mean, I have to loosen up first thing in the morning. So
yeah,
I have an
affirmation book. I use an affirmation book.
Really?
So every day I write my intentions in the book and I write the date, the time, my surroundings and what I want from this day. And if I've cleared three things, then wow, I've done it. I've done my little checklist.
Yeah. And like, think about this too, how you mentioned earlier about how, you know, how you're finding like the like-minded people.
Yes.
So now, Here's the here's
good
the pitch.
Attracts good.
Yeah. Here's the picture, so to speak. You are in your world and you're sharing everything from like a positive standpoint. And now you're attracting more and more friends. My listeners know that everything that I talk about oneness centers around energy and and how important energy is. Think about the energy that you're creating with your brand and with your message. Yes. It is so good. And that is only going to grow. And that is how people say that, you know, like we can't change the world. That's so wrong. We are changing the world. People like you, people like what you're doing are taking these quote unquote positive measures, but you're attracting like-minded people and then it's forming a collective.
I get so many messages throughout the day and people can, if you go to the website, you'll see a lot of stories on her about mental health and they don't want to put in their name. So you can do it anonymously so that you can still share and help someone else. And the messages actually break me. They make me cry sometimes because people have reached out from wherever and then they land in my inbox and they just want to say, thank you. I needed that today. Or I've put out a telephone number for a helpline and it's caught them at the right time. And then I know I'm doing something good. Yep.
But that's how change takes form.
Yes.
It like starts from energy and then the energy grows. What I've been touting for years is that the only way for us to change the collective consciousness that unfortunately this world finds itself in, which is, like I've stated plenty of times, it's a real shitty one, my friend. And why is that, right? Here's why that is because as energy beings, all we're doing is just adding to what the main thought is. And for so many years, what has been our main thought? But nothing but fear, hatred, and fear, hatred, you know, separation.
Yeah.
And that just grows and grows and grows and grows. And it seems like in this past year, in 2020, it kind of came to like a head, so to speak. And hopefully now, as we move out of that darkness, things are going to change. But the only way to stop or to change a collective consciousness that's already in place is to do exactly what you're doing, my friend, which is to start a new one that'll just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And, you know, I'm trying from my own world, you know, with my books and information, like on oneness, and you're doing the exact same thing. We're trying to take people out of a specific mindset into something that'll help their lives. Absolutely. But as it helps their lives, what is it doing? It's helping the world from a collective basis.
It's like a domino. It's domino effect.
That's all it is. It's so simple. You know, people look at spirituality and about being positive and about oneness as some like kind of mystic, you know, bullshit.
I've had the wrong ones come at me. That's I just hit the block button. I'm not even going to argue with them. I'm just like, blocked, have a nice life and send them lots of love. Because the ones what send out the hate need love the most because they're so full of it. They can't see past being angry or toxic or hateful. So we've just got to keep blasting love in their direction.
Yeah. That's like all we can do is everyone is on their own journey and you could,
you
could talk and talk and talk about your brand, you know, like as you do. Yeah. And again, certain people are going to heed it. You know, and a lot of people, for one reason or another, probably won't. But like I say, from my guru, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who said this decades ago, and it's still like one of my mantras, and that is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So
I'll
be honest with you, my friend. But you have to be ready. You have to be ready to receive,
and
you
open.
Know, and you have to be receptive. So that's why that saying to me makes so much sense. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And it's just like someone like I know dozens of people over here, personal friends who have like voluntarily went to, you know, like halfway houses or to get help with their addiction and stuff like that. But if they're not really ready to like take the steps, what's it going to do? It's not going to do anything. So those students for what it's worth, those students are not ready. So that's why it makes me,
you've got to want to change. You've got to want to change. Yeah. And you've got to, if you're surrounded by the wrong people, you've got to cut off everyone in your life who's not going to bring anything good into your life. You've got to cut out the gossips, everything. Just take yourself away from everything. That's exactly what I did. I just disappeared basically and then started again. And I think you have to hit rock bottom before you can come back up again and then see everything in a different light. Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. The world. Yeah.
Yeah. So something else I wanted to ask you, my friend.
Yeah.
If you were to consider like long-term objectives with your site and with your brand for Miss Positivity, what would they be?
Well, like I said earlier on, I've partnered up with somebody. We're going to launch something really good soon, which is coming on to Positive Lifestyle. Okay. So between us, we're going to help even more people with both of our, we've got a very good understanding of mental health between us. I've got a lovely lady in Austria called Petra who deals with all the music side of this. She's admin. She's absolutely amazing. And then you've got people on Twitter like Harry Hippo, who is just brilliant. He's there for everyone all the time. And he needs, I think you really need to do a podcast with him. He's an inspiration as well.
That sounds good. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. So those are, you know, all our great objectives here to have, especially when you're talking about something as positive as positivity.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people they probably don't realize what actually goes into it. It takes probably 6 hours every day just getting all the content sorted. And then there's marketing. There's so much more behind what people are seeing and the effort what goes into it. And
if it wasn't about it. Yeah.
And if it wasn't for other people stepping in and helping, I've attracted the right people now to come on board to make this even bigger, to help even more people. So if we can get the message across, like there's no shame in mental health. We need to it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah. How beautiful is that? I love that. It's okay to be not okay. And again, even people deeming other people as like not okay, that's a judgment call there. You know, we are what we are. Life is what life is. I've always said that. So my friend, tell my listeners where everyone can find Miss Positivity. Tell them where
We're on Twitter, Miss Positivity. That's the name. It's across everywhere. At Positive Life UK. And the same on Instagram. We're on Pinterest. We're on TikTok. We're on absolutely everywhere. So we're really easy to find.
Okay. Now I'm going to throw this out there too.
We welcome everyone.
I have to ask you something. Is there the period after Miss? Do they have to include that if someone's searching for you? Do they have to go Miss dot Twitter, Positivity?
On Twitter, it's at Positive Life UK. And then the name Miss Positive just flashes up. And then you can see the logo, which is positive. All positive. So it draws you in. And the same on Instagram. It's Miss Positive.
Wonderful. And again, like I mentioned, I will be listing all of these sites for all my podcast listeners as well too.
Yeah. But I just want to say as well, anyone is welcome to share their story. And if you want to stay hidden, it's completely kept in like private. And you're just helping one person out there. And that is just the aim of all of this. So everyone is welcome, not just artists or actors. I just want to bring everyone together from all walks of life.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, my friend, thank you. Thank you so, 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 so much. I really do appreciate it. But so my friends, listen, that's the information. I'm going to be sharing it as well too on where you can find my new friend in the UK, Miss Positivity. So I want to thank you again all for listening to the podcast I'm calling That Oneness Guy. This has been episode number 27, an interview with Miss Positivity.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, my friend. You know, like if you like what you've been listening to, please take a moment, my friends, to subscribe to this feed if you have not already. You can find That Oneness Guy on any and all of your favorite podcasting sites and apps. As I mentioned earlier, I also have recently started posting vlogs as That Oneness Guy as well. And you can find all of these vlogs on my YouTube page. I've been having a blast making them. I kind of talk off the cuff about oneness, and then I end each episode with a correlating song, if you may. And I always keep those vlogs under 10 minutes in length, so I make them short and sweet. So by all means, please check them out. And as you know, as you may or may not know, I am also back, aside from Twitter, I'm also back on Instagram as well. I just recently started that as well, too. So please look me up. You can find me just as That Oneness Guy. And as a reminder, please visit my sites. You can find me the site for my first book, I Am God and So Are You, My Friend, A Common Man's Guide to Oneness, can be found at IamGodBook.com. You can find additional information, especially musical information, at DannyRongo.com. And as I mentioned earlier, my new website is ThatOnenessGuide.com. That's a lot of stuff there, isn't it? Yeah. That's okay. And finally, please stay tuned for details on my next book of oneness that is called The Ways of Oneness, Helping to Navigate Life, which I conceived and wrote under the blanket of a global pandemic. As interesting as that makes that sound, as it stands currently, I'm still negotiating a few different publishing opportunities. But in the meantime, I am considering even maybe just a Kindle version for starters while I look through some of the other stuff. But I will keep you posted to any and all developments. So for now, again, my name is Danny Rongo. I am That Oneness Guy. Please look for my next show. And as always, I send you peace, love, light, and continued oneness. Namaste.